Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited that you joined us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have discussions on various topics and feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And our show is on 3 days a week, Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Friday from 12 to 1, Sundays from 10 to 11. And this Friday and Saturday, we will not be on the air due to we will be in Iowa, Ames, Iowa, for an expo. You can also follow our show on Blog Talk by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And just so everybody knows, I haven't been able to blog for whatever reason. I have had to rewrite, and for whatever reason, I can't publish it. Just a little FYI for that. You can also email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear any feedback, insight, or comments that you have about our show or any suggestions. You can also reach Beth at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555. We are both intuitive readers. I'm an energetic therapist. We're both spiritual teachers. Marie is also a realtor, so if you have a home to buy or sell, call Marie. And you can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And you can also, when you go on to Facebook, please go in and like our Divine Goddess Radio page. So happy hump day, everybody. Happy hump day.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to October. And October has started with a bang.
Oh, Lordy.
And if you can get around and read a lot of the astrological forecasts for this month, October is going to be a wild ride. It's going to be a lot of harsh aspects, you know, with the different planets. So it's going to be causing a lot of people to really have to keep their sanity. And I was reading, Susan Miller is a really good one to read if you want to read her forecasts. They're really long, and she does really talk about all the different aspects. So if you're drawn to her, go to her website and take a look. She's very good at going through and telling you what the aspect is on this particular planet and how it affects you. So I read her every month. And
is it a monthly thing or
a
weekly
thing?
It's a
monthly thing. She's a monthly thing. And she's got really in-depth forecasts.
But I will tell you what, folks, for people to where you're a little more advanced and you want details of what it is you're specifically going through, Claudia McNeely, right on. She is right on with everything I'm feeling, experiencing. Does she have a website? Because I know we go through her through Facebook.
Divine Empowerment, I believe, is her.
Divine Empowerment?
Yep.
But God, is she right on, people.
Yeah, I like to post her things on our Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page, so you can take a look at her, and there's usually a website associated with her, so you can click on her. But she really, if you're feeling just out of whack and you don't understand why,
she'll give you specifics.
Yeah, she gives you specifics and follows along with what's happening energetically.
Isn't there another person, too, that we go on to?
Well, Just Channeling is really
good,
too. Yes,
Just Channeling. Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of, Channeling.
They compile a lot of stuff, like, you know, if I read something that I feel that can benefit people, I'll put it on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
Because there's just, you know, sometimes you're sitting there thinking, why the heck is, what is happening? And if you just go in and read some of the posts, someone will hit it on the nail for you. For your specific situation.
So like Susan Miller's more the astrology aspect of it. Then you have Claudia McNeely who will give you the, this is what you could be feeling physically and psychologically and psychically. And then you have Just Channeling who will just give you some tidbits of information. So those are three sources that we tend to use. And I love Claudia.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to get her on the show, but she's a busy, busy woman. Busy woman. I almost got her once, but then she just went, ugh. The day that I had her scheduled, she had to cancel out because she had a paying gig. So, you know, we all have to live in the world to where we're paying our bills. So it's like, and I just haven't been able to connect with her since. So.
Yeah, and another thing that's happening at the end of October is Mercury retrograde.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, so you will probably start to notice a lot of things happening with electronics.
Yes.
You know, they recommend during Mercury retrograde not to start anything new. But the RE, so redo, revisit, If you want to go back and re-engage with people that you've known from your past, or if you end up having to redo some work, that always is a great time to do during Mercury retrograde. But just be prepared. And for those of you who have a certain cell phone carrier like I do, it's going wacky doodle even without Mercury retrograde, so I expect to talk to nobody during that time because my calls drop nonstop.
I would go nuts with your service.
Gosh.
I would go nuts.
Terrible.
At least mine's been really good. Mine's just because the energy just surges through me. I can't touch anything. You should see me with the computer. You guys would be laughing, and I'm ready to throw it through the window. It's the one thing that pushes my buttons with impatience.
You know what? I bet there's other people who go through that, too. Isn't there a way to shield yourself, though?
No.
So that energy doesn't come out?
The energies are coming in really thick, and people have... People have blogged about this, too, because there's just so much coming in. There's a certain, what is it called? It's a thing that you can plug your computers in, but that's when people who would blow up their, I don't blow it up, it's just the energies, and my phone will freeze because there's so much coming through. My stuff freezes on me, and I can feel when the energy surges, and then I'm going, there just went my computer, there just went my phone. I can tell right when it comes on, and it's like maybe less than 30 seconds later, my phone is frozen and my computer, and then I get frustrated that I'm like, oh, God, it's everything I do, but hello, whatever. Just think of all, when you plug it in, think of all the energy that comes to those things, though.
Right.
It's not just who we're talking to. All this icky, mucky, yucky stuff surges through it, so it's like, hey, it's no skin off my back. You know.
Yeah. Oh, and let me give you one bright note, though. This weekend is a very good weekend for Maria Shaw. I follow her Law of Abundance checks, and she's really good on her timing. And so this is a very good weekend for writing out your Law of Abundance check. So what you do is you can find a blank check online, or you can take one of your own checks, and basically you write it out to yourself. You leave the amount open, and... you can either write paid in full or from Law of Abundance, and you hold on to that check until you receive abundance. Then you can either, you know, tear it up, you can keep it if you wish, you can burn it, you can do whatever, and then you, next period, you hold on, you write another check. So this weekend is really good for it.
And so on that note, hopefully everybody's having a good October. It doesn't mean that whatever, you know, I'm reporting or Marie's reporting that anybody else is going to go through it, but it's just a little FYI. There can be some challenging moments in October, but this is a good time to where I'm getting. I just had a client this morning, and I had to tell her this. We need to be spending a lot of time outside, so you're going to find yourself possibly where you're going to be gaining some sanity is going in literally not on trails, but going out into the trees and walking amongst them. So, again, you know, going out there because the wood ticks are still there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to put on light-colored clothes, put a hat on your head, tuck your hair up if you can, and it's like don't stop. Don't let them be the reason you're not going in there. I personally think wood ticks have everything to do with unbalanced relationships. So if you're balanced in your life, you should be good. Because if I'm out there and I'm free of them, trust me, you guys, I think everybody else should be in a pretty good place. So I foresee that a lot of people are going to be really communing with nature and going out there and go and sit by water so you can help with the processing of letting the old stuff go. Because it's going to come up, and just think of it. What did everybody say? October is all about
All Hallows Eve.
Eve.
With the month ending with Halloween, yeah.
I saw a weave on TV. That's why weave is amazing. But anyways, you know, it's exploring, and it's like the old parts of ourselves that we need to let die and go off already. So it's very symbolic. Mm-hmm. So that's what October is about. But that doesn't mean that's a bad thing. It's old parts of us that we need to finally let go of. So it is a good thing. It's not a scary thing. It has to be dealt with, but it's going to come in at a...
It's more intense. From what we're reading, it'll be more intense this month. So... you know, if you're in a good place, and you don't have to release anything, then you probably won't feel anything. You know, the people who've been working on their stuff, you might be at a place where you're like, I've released what I need to release. I'm feeling really good. And I should be able to sail right through this. So,
but you know, I'm not saying no, because we're in human form. Everybody will be releasing. You know, I just really believe that. But I don't think everybody will have intense stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there will be some to where it's going to be a whopper, and others it's going to be, wow, that was easy breezy.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Hold the space for the rest of us. You know,
right.
And I'll be one that you'll be holding it for. Oh, but anyways, on that note, it's a good thing also to keep your sense of humor.
But you know what? Let me ask you this. Do you think that if you are putting out there that it is going to be difficult for you, then it will be difficult for you because
you're putting
the challenge out there?
Yeah.
Rather than saying, you know what? Oh, I know that energy-wise and astrologically-wise, it's supposed to be a tough month.
But
if you feel like, well, you know what, I'm not going to set myself up for that, then you don't go through it.
Marie, I'm sure I bring a lot of this on myself. However, you know what, folks, it's just because yesterday was the 1st of October was a humdinger of a month. So that could be my humdinger, and that's it, and the rest of it is easy breezy. God bless it. You know, and so, hey, I'm cool with that. So, and I know I have to work on changing my thoughts and be very mindful of them. I write it all the time. Why do you think they have me? Everything I write, it's channels. So it's like, I know I, one day, consciously, I'm going to be very aware of what it is that I'm writing in. But it is, it's a journey. It's
mm-hmm.
a process. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like Beth said, you know, the fall days are here, and I hate to think that maybe our nice days are numbered, but try to get out as much as you can and enjoy the nature. The fall colors are going to be turning soon, so if you can, take a long drive, enjoy the colors, and, you know, keep yourself grounded, keep yourself connected.
Hey, Duluth, Minnesota is going to be gorgeous to be driving in that area right now, let me tell you, all
I think,
of October.
Yeah, I think in about 2 weeks or so, 2 or 3 weeks.
I wouldn't even doubt if it's right now. You know, this would be a good time, too, you guys, to really journal and write your stories. Now, the stories that you rewrite from all of your past, remember, you're recreating new stories, and that's what you're going to start telling yourself, and that's what you'll tell others if you feel that you need to tell anybody. You're not going to go into the old belief systems, thoughts, or feelings and emotions of it, because now it's all going to be positive because you rewrote the story. So start telling yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down so that becomes your new belief system. So just from that, so you know what? You had a perfect, wonderful, enlightened past.
Mm-hmm.
You had a great childhood. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. You know, you traveled to different places. So that's your new story. That's what you're going to tell. And then before you know it, subconsciously, you start believing it. So consciously, when you're talking it, it becomes your subconscious belief system. So it's like perfect opportunity, and that's what you're going to be sitting on for the, you know, as we go into the colder months.
Well, and also, too, it's a great time to get your story out and start living it now, too, because
yep.
with the cold weather comes holiday season.
Yes.
And holiday season is when we tend to get together with relatives and loved ones. And do you want to keep repeating that same story year after year? No, work on yourself now, and when you get to those gatherings, you're a new you.
Yep.
Show them how much you've advanced. Show them how much you've changed.
Mm-hmm.
Show them how much you are enlightened.
Exactly.
I mean, what a fabulous way to greet the rest of your family and enjoy those holidays.
And you know, you no longer have to feel separate from your family. You know what? You get along together. And, you know, it's okay for you to take breaks, to go, you know, walk around. And so you're going to have a new way of dealing with things. So
mm-hmm.
write that story down so you start believing it and you're going to be able to start living it. And you know what? How you choose to respond and live is going to affect the rest of your loved ones, you know, and that's family, friends, coworkers. So only you can do it. It starts from within. So it shines without and then it goes all around you. So
right. And also, you know, I know that if you're in the U.S., you're dealing with this government shutdown. Claudia McNeely had something very interesting to say. She really believes that this is the beginning of the monetary shutdown.
Yeah, so do I. My God, I love this woman.
Yes,
she's just validating what I've been saying all my life.
So if you know, I was reading her today, and I was reading stuff about the shutdown and you know, how she says this is all planned.
Yes.
And people are working behind the scenes to get this stuff done. So I wanted to bring that up as well because I know there are people who, you know, might be listening who work in the government and you're a little frustrated because your pay is being, you know, you're suffering because of that. But just hang on. I think I really believe, as she does, that the light workers are stepping up and they're just pushing that dark down.
Pushing
it up. Things will change.
Yeah,
and things will change for the better.
And just, I just want to correct she didn't mean to say you're not suffering because of it. You're being affected by the shutdown. But we're all being affected by everything that's going on in the world right now. But I really truly believe, and Claudia is probably the first one who has validated. Nobody validates my stuff, but she's one who's right on with what it is that I'm getting. And I truly believe that. I've always said that. And I don't believe it's going to take 50 years to do it. I believe it can happen quicker and sooner than possible, because I've always believed that we're all equals and money separates us, and it doesn't need to be. All it is an energy, God bless it. We put way too much energy into that energy. So
yeah.
wouldn't it be great to live in a world to where we all do, because we love what it is that we do, whatever that is, and we don't have to worry about something getting paid because we're all working together as a whole, as a community?
Well, I was talking to a friend at lunch yesterday, and she was saying how, you know, she's looking to get stuff for her daughter, and she's trying to work out trades, and she works out trades with another mom friend of hers, and she said that someone commented, well, you're always trying to trade some, you know, trying to trade for whatever you want. And I said, you know, this is going to be the wave of the future.
Mm-hmm.
People will start doing that, and and what you're doing now is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of us have the money to do what we need to do. But if you're trading services and you're doing one thing that you can do best and they reciprocate with something that you need, how perfect is that? And I think if more people did that and it started spreading, that would, you know, I know that there are people who believe that that would become the preferred method of payment.
Yes. Yep.
So,
yep.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it's starting. It's just trying to get that momentum.
Oh, what I would do to be free of my student loan payments, for that to be paid off. Anybody who's gracious out there saying, Beth, I want to help you out, oh, I would love you and adore you. I'm telling you, for the rest of your life here on earth, you would have a best friend from here on in, let me tell you. But, you know, on that note, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see what ends up happening in October. It'll be interesting to see what ends up happening in November. Mm-hmm. Do you see the synchronicity of what's going on? Like, the old is going to be looked at, everything's going to be reexamined, redone, you know, we need to review what needs to be let go, the finality of it. And then, so that's October, and then you have November, which is all about Thanksgiving, so it's, you know, being, you know, in gratitude and thankfulness. And then you have December, which is all about the receiving. So it's like, there's synchronicity, I just can't wait for it, and I hope it's as gentle as in my head that it's going to be. I hope it's going to externally be that way, so I hope it's not just for me, that it's for all of us.
Yeah,
you know,
I hope so.
Ease and grace.
I hope so, and I think that it's interesting coming off the retrograde, because it will give everybody time to review and then have thanks.
Is it going to be certain planets that are going to be with retrograde this time? Do you know?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Wasn't last time Pluto or something like that?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
She had to say it twice. I heard you.
Yeah. I cannot say off the top of my head.
Oh, and hey, for those of you, I just read something. Something was sent to me yesterday, and I was reading. I can't remember. And I don't have the information from the person specific, so then I don't print it unless I have all that information, because I don't want anybody to think that I'm taking credit for it. But part of what some of us are going through, I don't think all of us are going through it, we're feeling like, what is going on with my memory? Part of what we're going through, this change that we're going through, is affecting our short-term memory. So just so you guys know, no, you are not going into dementia or Alzheimer's. And for those of us who had it running in the family, it's like there was a while there, but it's short-term memory that is being affected right now with the energies that are going on
now. Well, and that's part of, from what I'm reading too, that's part of the ascension symptom.
Yes.
So that is part of the ascension
mm-hmm.
symptom.
Mm-hmm.
So just hang in there, because as we evolve, you know, our bodies are going, wah!
Thank God I have a group of friends, and I have two people, and Marie's one of them. She has an elephant memory. She can remember everything, and another friend. So they'll remind me of stuff. It's like, oh, that's right. I'm sure it gets old on their part, but I really do appreciate it. So thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah. Let's see. What else is going
on? Notice how she said that.
You're welcome, Beth. You're welcome. You know, it's part of taking that compliment.
Yes, it is.
It is. So, yes, you're welcome. What else did you want to talk about today? Do you have a meditation, or should we do a meditation today?
You know what? I didn't bring anything with me. I could try to go in there and do. You know what? Let's do this. Do you have a meditation? Otherwise, I could go and wing it.
Go ahead, wing one.
So So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you, please do not be driving. If you're driving, pull off to the side of the road if you can, or know that you can do this later when you get home. But sit back in your chair, unfold your legs, take some deep breaths in and out as you close your eyes and you're getting into a deeper state of relaxation. You're going to breathe in, you're going to breathe out, relax. And now you're in this really dark place, but it's this beautiful dark place. And you're going to sit here and you're going to set the command that you allow the light that is within this dark space, wherever it is, within you, around you, outside of you, whatever, that it show itself. Now, the next thing that you're going to do is you're going to go deep within your heart chamber, your sacred space within your heart, and you're going to visualize that you have this lock. Visualize like a skeleton key or whatever your key looks like. And anyways, it's this lock that goes to the chamber of your heart, and you're going to unlock this chamber of your heart. And this is where illumination is stored, to where your heart can be fully illuminated. So go in there, visualize that you're using that lock, using that key to unlock all that illuminated light within. Allow that light to just come out. It's going to implode and explode out, and it's just this beautiful light, bright, bright energy, that it's warm and it's cozy, it's gentle, it's kind, it's loving and it's nurturing, and you're just allowing it to fill you up. And so you're going back to that dark space that's inside you or around you, and as you see this glimmer of light that you commanded to show itself in this dark, because remember, in the dark, underneath it is the light pushing this darkness up. So even if you see a little glimmer, a little glimpse of that light, you're going to bring that illuminated love, that illuminated light from your heart, and you're going to shine it onto that dark even more. And you're going to come in from the top of it. So you have light coming from the bottom, light coming from the top, and you're going to dissolve this darkness. So whether or not it's a country you want to sit here and visualize it towards, an individual you want to help dissolve it for, or your own stuff, it's something that you can do. Continue to shine the light on that. Don't get frustrated. Don't give up. Continue to do it. And you continue to send the word love, 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 that just pulsates towards this darkness through that white light that, or that light that you're shining onto that dark. And just feel all that darkness dissolving. It's null, it's void, it's disappearing. There's no residual side effects from the north, the west, the south, the east, as above and below. It can be in your workspace. You can send it to a specific place in your home, whether internal home within inside you or the home that you physically live in that was built by man. I have to be careful how I use my words. And that you're dissolving all the stories that go along with it, because I'm seeing words. We're dissolving all that negative storytelling. So the words are going to go into that darkness also, because they're trailing with the dark. So send that beautiful light and that love, pulsate it towards those words. Doesn't matter what the words are, you don't have to look at it, but continue to send and allow that light to radiate towards those words. And just see that bright light get bigger and stronger, more vibrant, more healthy. And it's getting bigger and bigger, coming from your heart, the chamber of your heart. It's going to the front of you, to the back of you, the left of you, the right of you. It's above you and it's below you. It's pulsating and radiating all through you. Towards your past, your present, and your future, with your feminine and your masculine energies, because they're yours, as above you, as below you, and continue to keep that light going and shining it on that dark. And when you feel that you're no longer needing to, and it's dissolved, that darkness is dissolved, and it's a bright light again, just remember to give gratitude. Remain in a positive attitude. Be gentle and kind with yourself. And then continue to go back in to your heart, sacred heart chamber. And now you're going to send more love to yourself into that heart chamber of yours where that illuminated light is. You're going to send more love to it. Pulsate those words, love, love, love. And it's like you're seeing it pulsate into there. It's getting bigger and stronger. And you feel yourself and see yourself becoming even more radiant and illuminated, fully 100% now. And now envision that you see this big heart around your physical body, your auric body, your etheric body, your spiritual bodies, as well as your electromagnetic fields. And now just imagine that that's what you're pulsating to everybody, everywhere that you go today, everybody that you think about today. And imagine that you see these little hearts pulsating with strands and they're going out everywhere. So that's what you're giving out, is you're giving out that love. Because it's coming from the center of your heart, and I can feel that with the listeners right now. And just remember, at any time, you guys, you can do this. And so just continue to, if you want to stay in this, you can stay in this. For those of you who are ready to move on to the next step, you can just sit here and come into your body, and you can go about your day. And now you're going to ask that you're surrounded in a protective bubble from the northwest, southeast, above, and below, as you still have this beautiful energy surrounding you, in you and around you. And that's the only thing that you're allowing into your space now, your electromagnetic field, your auric field. So if anything, all of a sudden you're not feeling that love, that means something else is coming into your space that you do not give permission to. If it's not 100% of the light, if it's not of divine love, you ask it to go away, and you just send it unconditional love. But it's not yours, it's somebody else's coming towards you. Doesn't matter where it's coming from, just send it love. Continue to practice commanding the light to show the dark, whatever you're feeling. If it's lower energy, you're going to vibrate that beautiful unconditional love towards it. And now, for those of you who left your body, come back into your body. It's safe for you to be in your physical body. Because look at how much better you're taking care of yourself mentally and emotionally, as well as spiritually and etherically. And some of you, it does help that you imagine that you're coming in and you're grabbing the bottom of your physical feet. And it's like you're bringing self back in there, just landing in there. And then put one of your hands on the top of your head and another one just above your belly button. That's your solar plexus. And just say, I'm in my own power. It's safe for me to be here. And now move your hand from your head and put it onto your heart. And just remain in that space. And allow that beautiful energy, that light from your heart chakra, to go into your solar plexus now. So that you're blending the two together. And imagine that that radiant light is moving upward through all of your body. And downward through all of your body, the chakra systems. And then imagine it going in front of you and in back of you, all the way on your left side and your right side. And you can just stay in that for as long as you want to. But anyways, you can open up your eyes, move your feet, your hands, and then open up your eyes slowly. And then for the rest of the day, you're going to be gentle and kind with yourself. And I don't know about you, that feels very good.
Fantastic, Beth. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
That was a great meditation. Well, I hope you guys can take that with you and repeat it over and over as you need it, and you will be feeling very, very well. And just to let you know, too, we are having our first class. We're starting up our classes. So our class will be Introduction to Crystals, which will be Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. If you're in the Twin Cities area, just contact us. And we send you love and light. We will see you next Wednesday.
Thanks for listening.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.